Illawarra and Cairns got a mention.
Yes.
Boy, did they get a mention, Matt McQuaid.
Yeah. They got a mention because Larry was talking about the need for them to grow their market. They are obviously the two smallest markets in the league. And, you know, the idea that in order to, well, it wasn't said outright, but I felt like the implication, if you read between the lines, was that, you know, they almost had to do it to ensure their survival long term in the league. Which, you know, and that can take a number of forms, whether, you know, as the Illawarra Hawks or as something else, as the Cairns Taipans or as something else. And a lot of what he said, look, we know when the Hawks went into voluntary administration before Dori Kudahi and Jared Novelli stepped up to save them, along with a whole bunch of you know, people from Dory's business contacts, that, you know, they took away the name Illawarra. And for a period of time, they were known just as the Hawks, because the idea was, or what Larry was pushing for, was the Hawks to go play games elsewhere other than the Wynn Entertainment Centre. Now, to be fair, before Dory and Brian Gorgian arrived, and Jared, of course, and I you know, must remember to include him, they were getting, you know, it was pretty much a disaster. They were getting anywhere from 1,500 to 2,000. That was kind of their average,
yeah.
Unless they played the Kings, in which they'd get 3,000 at the Wynn Entertainment Centre. So there was a, you know, the team was in crisis. So part of, you know, keeping them alive, the deal was that the NBL wanted them to be known as the Hawks until such time as they were going to be known as something else, something more representative, I guess, of the region that Larry wanted to expand into. Obviously, Canberra was mentioned. There were, you know, there was talk about some games in Sydney. That never came to fruition. And of course, Dori Kudahi got the name back. But it's got some people really concerned, you know, and chief among them, our friend again, Julian O'Brien, who tried to convince some people on social media. Never a good idea, my friend, especially when they don't know who you are. I had to sort of set some people straight about who he was, which, of course, is the former editor of the Illawarra Mercury and the former media and communications director for the Sydney Kings. So,
and now proud season ticket holder of about six different clubs.
Correct.
We,
yes.
We love you, Julian, but, I mean, he's got more clubs than a golf swing.
He does. He said that, not me. But, you know, people sort of not understanding that, you know, again, the Illawarra Hawks, I mean, look, they changed the name to the Wollongong Hawks, which, you know, wasn't the greatest of ideas, but I think most people have always thought of them as the Illawarra Hawks. The last complete foundation club, complete, I mean, is going right through without any, you know, going out of the league like Brisbane did. So, you know, I just don't buy it. I don't buy a force of, you know, let's play games in Canberra and let's establish ourselves as what, the Southwest Hawks or something like that. Or the South Coast Hawks, or I don't know.
Quite frankly, as if the people in Canberra are going to give a damn about the Hawks showing up. They want the Cannons back.
It's about the thing about these two teams. It's about the community. Yeah, exactly. Canberra wants the Cannons back. They're not going to. It's like when the Kings took four home games down to Canberra to do the same thing, and it failed miserably. It was you know, they got some money out of it, but, you know, hardly anybody travelled, and anybody that went to the game from Canberra was there to boo the Kings because they hated them. So it was, you know, back in the mid-2000s when Brian was there. So, you know, I don't buy it, but I am worried because, you know, that Illawarra name is just so important, you know, and that was proven when, you know, Dory brought it back. And because the connection with that community down there, and I don't know whether Larry's been at an Illawarra home game this year, but let me tell you, it's, man, they are hooked in with this Hawks team. They really are, which is fantastic to see. You saw it when they got the sellout against the Kings, but they've had great crowds down there, which has been terrific. And I don't buy this. Look, I understand it. It's business. You know, you've got to grow your market. I think what the Hawks have got to do is just spread their wings within the Illawarra community as much as they possibly can, whether that be the greater Wollongong area or, you know, Port Kembla, or going further down to the Shoalhaven, and, you know, establishing that. That's what they need to do. It's not go and play games elsewhere where no one gives a rat's ass about you as a team. Come on. You're not gonna establish a new market there. It's not gonna happen. It's gotta be in your own region. And then you go to talk about the Taipans. Same deal. Absolutely beloved by the Orange Army, beloved by that community. And how would they expend? Well,
they're gonna play in Townsville?
Townsville, exactly.
And they want the Crocs back.
Yeah. Well, and again, and there is an inbuilt hatred, enmity, whatever you want to call it, between Townsville and Cairns has existed for years. So plonking a team and calling it the North Queensland whatevers, Taipans or North Queensland Crocs, whatever it is, and splitting the games around Cairns and Townsville, that ain't going to work. I mean, come on. Let's be real here. So I understand, again, I understand the business side of it. I understand the need to grow your markets. It's important. You know, if you want to keep, you've got to keep moving ahead. But with these two regional teams, they're a completely different paradigm. So what you say is, okay, you either want them or you don't. That's what it comes down to for me. You want these teams in the league, or you don't. And you don't make, it's not threats per se. It's just, you know, oh, they need, you know, we need to get them out of the region moving around. That's just complete, it's bullshit, quite frankly. As far as I'm concerned, it's a wrong way to go about it. And it speaks to more a situation, as I said, that, okay, do we want two regional teams that really have that massive community focus? Oh, and by the way, the you know, Jared Novelli, look him up and have a look at the net worth of his family and how much money he's got to put behind this team. They don't need, you know, they are well taken care of, this team. So, you know, and obviously Cairns, you know, it's always an issue because they are the smallest market. But again, I just think if you tried to change that in terms of going out elsewhere, wherever that may be, and the only logical pathway would be Townsville, I just don't see it working. I really don't.
Townsville are not going to accept the Snakes. No way in the world. I mean, that'd be like trying to get the Sydney Spirit back into operation. I mean, seriously, and that's a perfect case in point. The Razorbacks may well have survived long enough. And look, this is just purely hypothetical, but the second that they tried to pivot to encapsulate everybody, they were doomed to failure.
Oh, yeah, that was a disaster. Absolute disaster.
Whereas, who knows if the Razorbacks may have survived if they had have remained as just the Razorbacks.
Yeah, they went away. They went away from what made them that club. Yeah, that was the biggest problem. And they were trying to fill a void, which was never, ever going to happen. And obviously, it was the dark days of the NBL. So it's a different scenario when we've got from there in that 2008-2009 season to what we have now, which is a thriving league. Maybe a league that, look, I don't know how many clubs are making money. I suspect not many. At least, you know, there's no one in any danger of going bye-bye, even the Cairns Taipans right now. So, yeah, again, I get it. I understand the need to grow a market, but just using those two teams in particular, it's just going the wrong way about it.
Using your knowledge of the league and your time around it and knowing the league the way you do, do you think there is a bit of a begrudging acceptance of Cairns and Illawarra to stay within the league? I'll ask it to you this way. If given the choice of starting over again, and this is an extreme example, but I do have a point with this. If they were to say, okay, we're going to basically wipe the slate clean, we're going to, next season, there are going to be licenses handed out again as a new process. Do you think Cairns and Illawarra would receive one from the league?
I think the league would put in particular, a set of standards that would be needed to be met. I think from a monetary perspective, Illawarra would get in hands down. You know, there's no problem with them. They're as solid as a rock financially because of who they've got as the majority owner. Cairns would be a different kettle of fish because, again, it is such a small market and it's, you know, community-based, community-focused. So, again, how would that look? You know, that look, they you can make up any kind of criteria you want, right? As Larry Kestelman can do if he wanted to. I think that would be very, very interesting. I think the Hawks still, you know, would be very, very hard to keep out. Cairns, maybe not so much. But again, that's, you know, purely hypothetical and you know, God, I hope it never happens because I love both teams. I love the vibe of both cities, you know, obviously, and the history behind the Hawks and the way the Taipans always punch above their weight, seemingly. They add a lot to the flavour of the National Basketball League, in my opinion.
Yeah, no question. The Illawarra Hawks are sacrosanct in my eyes. They are heritage. And the same with Cairns, especially now that the Crocodiles are gone. I'd love to see the Crocs come back, but I don't foresee that happening anytime soon. Those are two markets that need to be protected because if you lose them, they're not coming back. And particularly, and this is with full respect to Cairns, but Illawarra, they're a heritage club. They are the heritage club. They're the foundation club. They need to be protected. I just can't, even though it was a comment in one particular article, I just can't believe we're here again. I thought we were done with that. I really thought we were done with all that the night that they unveiled the name back at the WEC and we were there and Brian Gorgian got the crowd into an absolute tizzy and then we saw probably the best game of the 2021 season between them and Melbourne.